Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now with former Marquette High and Concordia University coach David Cooks, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, as always presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Boy, I was in my local Pick and Save store yesterday, or Thursday. Wow. People are crazy, man. I went to a different store at 5 a.m. today because they opened at 5. People were lined up, walked in, and the lady said, "We haven't gotten our truck yet."
Did you find any toilet paper?
I did. My wife has been back to our local Pick and Save store a few times, and we're fine. In fact, I have a couple rolls in the car, $8 a roll. Anybody want any? You come on by. If you need me to deliver, it's $10. It's unbelievable. This has been, I've never been through a week like this, ever. And none of us have. Let me introduce who's here. Steve Collins, head basketball coach at Madison Memorial for how many years?
Too many. I'm what they refer to as a porch dog.
Well, just old. You know what, Collins? Think about this. I'm retired. That's why we got the young boy next to us in here, Dan Carey. First year. Not even yet. He hadn't coached his first game yet. We're going to teach this young boy some lessons over here. It's Dan Carey, head coach at Pius. Congratulations,
Thank
coach.
You. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, Joel Clausen was in, and he was sitting right where you're sitting. I said to him, "Hey, what's the future hold for you?" He goes, "Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I don't know." 48 hours later, came out in the press, and I called. He called. He goes, "Look, I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you." I said, "I could have had a breaking story on my show, and you didn't tell me." We're also joined by a senior from Madison Memorial. I can't believe, man. Drew Collins, when was the last time you were? You were eighth grade, something like that, seventh grade.
Yeah, eighth grade.
Yeah. You wouldn't even look at me. You sat on the couch, and now you're 6'2", good looking. Man, obviously you got your looks from your mama's side is what I'm thinking.
That's true. That's 100% true.
And the smarts, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going next year?
Middlebury in Vermont.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're going to miss this boy, aren't you?
Yeah. It was a tough weekend last weekend. Like, people, you know, our season ended, but, you know, he learned to walk in that gym. Like,
yeah.
So it's something, it's one of those things that as a father and a coach, I love that him and I were able to do that. And that it came to an end was hard, but I told him it was going to come to an end in 2 weeks.
Right.
But that it happened in our gym, I think made it a little bit harder, but it's truly been one of the joys of my life coaching him. I'm not sure he would always agree with that.
He might in a couple of years. Coach, I'm telling you, because I went through it as well. And a couple of things that I learned after Matthew left. Matthew, you know, goes to Maranatha Baptist Bible College, and I didn't realize even at a small private Christian school like Calvary Baptist, there were some issues in the hallway, in the locker room. I didn't know he shielded me from all that. And so there's going to be some stories that you're going to find out from young Drew over here.
Yeah.
Maybe on the way home, but probably in a couple of years,
like in 3 years when he's drinking, when he's having his first drink, we'll probably.
Well, or maybe 10 years then. Let's do that, because I think he's too smart to be doing that. Let me run down the show today, and it's going to be a different show. Wow, I spelled Memorial wrong on this sheet. Sorry about that. We are going to talk to a number of coaches that we're going to still be playing and how they're feeling. Andy Cerrone, head coach at Sussex Hamilton, is going to be on. Brian Hendricks, head coach at DSHA. Jerry Pettigrew from Cuba City will come on. Scott Witt from New Berlin Eisner is going to come in studio. And then Chuck Freeman from our morning show. They asked me to be on with Chuck Winkler yesterday, and we talked. He's coached, he's played, and he's done a number of games all over the state. And we had some good conversations about some of the things that have happened here this week and questions for the WIAA. They brought me in for it, and I don't know, I haven't asked you guys where you stand on this. I commended them. I think they did. They tried their hardest not to take these memories away from these kids. And look, Steve, you've never been shy. And I'll take the WIAA to task when I think they deserve it. We're not going to ask the first year board.
I appreciate that, Mike.
You know what? You sit on the sidelines. You sit on the sidelines, Kerry.
Steve, go ahead and take this one.
I'll take it for
Deanne,
sure.
Deanne, you just say, "Hey, look, I haven't even rolled my first ball out yet. We're not. In fact, you were in the conference room. Already took you to task on something. You were like, "I got you, man. It's okay." Steve, your thought on how this was handled. And go.
All right, I thought when, you know, like the Harvards and the Stanfords and the NBA, I the only thing I was surprised that they actually sent the girls to the Rush Center. That's what I thought they were going to call it before that.
Right.
You know, I think it's, I'm a stats teacher, and you know I'm a stats teacher, and it's about flattening this curve.
Correct.
It's really about nobody in this room. It's about my parents who are 86 and 81. It's about people that have medical conditions.
Right.
That there aren't going to be enough hospital beds. Like I was telling Drew, I was listening to a podcast and on the way here, and it was basically talking about that a lot of us will get it and we won't even know it. So it's about, you know, dispersing the population. So they were in a very difficult situation. I think when other states around us started calling theirs, like Ohio and
Michigan. Yeah.
I think it made it a little bit easier. I don't think there was going to be a perfect time.
Neither do I.
Other than before the tournament started.
And that, you know what? And that's what Chuck Freeman was. He said, "Look, the kids were on the bus. They were going, but what is the perfect? Look, if you're going to call it,
we're one of the latest. From someone that runs a business that deals with coaches all over the world, we are one of the latest state tournaments in the country. Like, there aren't many after us. There's maybe one or two states out of the 50 that basically are later than us. So a lot of people were able to either get theirs in. So we're late in the game a little bit. So that made it harder on us, especially our girls and definitely the boys. But there was no, I mean, I knew it was coming. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. I had it about 30 minutes before it happened. I just felt it coming. It was like wave was coming.
I'm sitting at I went to the Sussex Hamilton Arrowhead game, and Jimmy Goss from Dominican was there. So Chris Kovadovic, a guy I work with, wanted to go to the game. He said, "Man, I wish we could go to that one." I said, "We can go to that." He goes, "They're not going to let us in." I go, "Big time Mike McGivern." And he's like, "Okay, well, that ain't gonna get us in." And I go, "You watch, call the AD." And I begged the AD from Germantown to come on this show because I wanted her to tell what her week was like. And she's got a couple little kids. Plus, she was like, "No, but right. I'll find somebody." I go, no, I want you because you've worked and you've been so kind to us to allow us to come in." And so I'm sitting next to Jimmy Guys and he goes, "Enjoy this one." And I go, "What?" He goes, "It's the last game you'll be able to see this year." He said, "You understand they're shutting the schools down on Monday." I go, "No, really?" I mean, everything, he's boom, boom, boom. That's what. And that was after I said, "Hey, how come Giannis's brother went crazy the other day?"
Right.
You know, after that game. And did you see the tape?
Did you see
the video?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? Do you know what he was trying to accomplish? He wanted to ask the referee in that Greek accent, "Did you see a foul? If you saw a foul and didn't call it, I will not sleep all night.
Right.
But if you didn't see a foul, okay, then I can sleep."
Right.
That's what he's going, because Jimmy Guy's like, "What's the matter with you?" He goes, "I wanted to know. I wanted to know if he saw that foul. If he did not, okay, right. I will sleep. And if you did see and you did not call it, I will not sleep all night. And I thought, okay, well, you didn't have to take, rip your shirt off or right. anything like that. Right. But if that's all you wanted to know, I feel a little bit better about right. what was going on. Drew, how did that – I want to ask you on the player side of this, because your season ended, uh-huh. right? Guys yeah. got beat, and that's painful. Yeah. How do you think – do you think that's more painful, or if you're Sussex Hamilton, you get a win, you get a chance to go play Brooks Central, the chance to get to the Kohl Center. Wait, which way would be more painful, do you think?
I was talking to a few of my friends on the fall at East who had won 3 straight and were playing to go to the Kohl Center, and it seemed like they just didn't have any closure. Like, I would much rather have lost
a great point.
The way
yeah.
I did and just know, like, okay, we weren't good enough this year.
Yeah.
I
mean, or you weren't well coached enough.
Yeah. Our coach didn't know what he was doing.
Touche.
Sorry about hypothetically.
Okay. You know, it's a difficult thing. I think it's like the way I did it when I was walking the dogs and I was trying to think of how I would have felt on this. I tried to go back to some of my teams, and you've seen some of my teams.
I have.
And going back to, like, maybe even the Wesley era. How would I have felt? Wesley's a senior, and we're making that run, and all of a sudden it stops.
Yeah, that,
and that's the only way I could put myself in it. And then it was like, oh my God, this is like being run over with a truck.
Right. This is a J.R. Blount year. So you won it. We won it.
Thanks. Right? Thanks. And you beat us. I remember.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, thanks for bringing that up. You don't have the video. No, no, but I'm saying that same year. So you're right. And I didn't put myself back there. However, I think that would have been easier than what Oostburg did to us a couple years prior to that. You know, right. I didn't drive to Sheboygan for a year because it said to Oostburg.
Right.
I don't know, but I think you're right. Some closure to that. Dan, how about you? How do you think, which way would have been more difficult, do you think, for you and for your team?
Yeah, I'm right with these guys. I think the closure part, I think, would have been, that's what you want. Obviously, you don't want the losing part of the closure, but at least you have it then.
Yeah.
Kid from Lake Mills so threw it. In from half court to beat Martin Luther. That kind of closure's tough,
that's,
man. You know, they had a kid hit 3 free throws to tie it with 1.8 to go. And the kid from Lake Mills off balance too. And it's like that I don't know which way it'd be. I guess I like the closure. I was at that game. I'm retired. Why did I feel like I got kicked in the private parts all the way home? That I'm not even coaching. But so that kind of closure is difficult. But I think you guys are right. At the end of the day, okay, we didn't win it this year. Now, Sussex Hamilton's like, look, you know, Brooks Central's like, we could have repeated. We could have been. Now, does that make Brooks Central's still now for the year the defending state champs, right?
For another year until someone else wins it.
I
told my classes, I said, this is not September 11th, but this is affecting the nation like September 11th. I said, this will be something you'll tell your kids about. This is not a normal occurrence. This does not happen every day. It hasn't happened since 1918. So.
Right. And what's odd to me is when you listen, and if you're as old as I am, you remember what I mean, not 1918, Drew. Looking at me like I'm that old. But what, 8 years?
He wasn't wrong for that flu.
In fact, I cured that one. Was it 4 years ago? The N121, five years? And when you look back at the numbers, they're a lot bigger than they are this minute. But this one, the path is a little bit, right? What you talked about trying to flatten it out, and I saw your Facebook post, and that made a lot of sense, trying to flatten it out. You talked about theaters. What are they thinking?
My kids in class were talking about going to the movies. I go, stop it. It's not a snow day.
Right.
Stay home.
My wife, who's a nurse, said, look, here's the issue. The schools are closing. These kids are going to go to they're going to Betty Brin. They're going to the museum. They're going. No, that's not what this is supposed to be doing. That's not going to flatten this thing out at all.
No.
Guys, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about a number of issues, but during this show, we're going to talk to a bunch of coaches who we want to find out this part. And Andy Cerrone's one of them. And we're going to get a hold of him on the other side of the break. I'll tell you what, Patrick Baldwin, oh, man.
The real deal.
Wow.
It's like, ooh, man, he is, you know what? We're going to have to pay a heavy price to see him play one day. And I don't think it's going to be that long into the future. That kid's really, and a nice kid and a really good family. But he is, I didn't see him this year until the other night. Oh, man. That kid is, he is really good. He made Carter Gilmore, who had a good second half. Carter Gilmore looks small. He's 6'8".
If I was a college recruiter, I would put a tent in his front yard. I would live in his front yard. But if that was Drew Collins, he'd be playing for me.
There's some rumors on that one. Okay. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, Andy Cerrone's not going to answer any of those questions. Head coach Sussex Hamilton will join us on the other side. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Steve Collins, head basketball coach at Madison Memorial. Dan Carey, their first practice, he'll be the head basketball coach at Pius, and Drew Collins, Steve's son, senior. Basketball, high school basketball career is over. Sorry about that. Yep. Quit crying. They're both the college boys are crying. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. We are now joined by the head basketball coach that I saw the other night, Andy Cerrone. Andy, growing up, Andy, how you doing?
Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good. Hey, growing up, did your brother Pat or any of your friends ever sucker punch you in the private areas? And was it the same feeling when you got the phone call that this season is done?
Yeah, that was that certainly was just a surreal moment at that point. I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I before we sat down and we started watching tape, I told our coaches, I said when I heard Michigan and Illinois already canceled theirs, I said, guys, this is it's going to happen. We're not going to play. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to happen. And then. 45 minutes later, and we get a phone call, and we were watching tape, and prior to that, a lot of discussion, and after that, tape was rolling, and we just kind of sat there just dumbfounded, because it was just like, you know going into a game that this could be your last one or whatever, so you kind of have that in your mind how you're going to handle the after game process. But, I mean, We had our meeting. We had our, we had our little celebration and talked about moving on to Saturday and loaded the bus and gave him the speech. Get to bed. Get hydrated. Do all that. Get your stretch in before you get to bed. And we'll see you guys first thing. Don't miss first hour class. We got practice. And so we parted ways. So that's how we parted. So it was, to not be together when we found that out was really difficult for me.
Hey.
Send out a text.
Hey, so Andy, your son Cam is on the staff at Brookfield East, and they lost, I think, in double overtime.
Yes,
and so,
did.
I mean, you have a perfect kind of like scenario to say, hey, look, was it harder on him? Was it harder on you? And I thought, look, Drew Collins had a great point. He said, I talked to these guys, and look, I have closure. We lost. We got beat. Okay, it was painful, but I have some closure. I don't have to think. I wonder if, and I wonder if we are good enough to win it. And I'm wondering if you've talked to Cam, and which was more difficult, you think?
Like I said, you talk about the closure. Yesterday we met at school at 4:30, and because a lot of my coaches aren't in the building, so we couldn't meet during the day. So we met at 4:30 last night, and the gym was empty. Oh. We got chairs, circled at half court, and sat in a circle, and better part of an hour, we just had our closure. And I'll be honest with you, felt better walking away last night than I did at any time during the day yesterday.
I think that's the hard part. As a coach that's done this a long time, I would have wanted to be with my guys.
Right.
When they got the news. That's the only thing. They can't decide when they were going to call it. But if they would have called it in the morning that day, you could have rallied the troops. That's what I was thinking, coaches. Like, when we lose a game in tournament, I'm with my guys. We can have that. We can hug. We can cry. We can, have that closure like
right.
He was talking about.
And so these guys, when they part, Andy, do you think your team had any of the players have an idea that they were going to shut this thing down the way you did?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because the texts I got back from the majority of them were, you know, this can't be true. How can they do this? And that kind of reaction. And, and it was tough on a lot of parents because, they have to be the one to console their kids. And,
I think the mentality of an athlete is, though, we're going to go on. I mean, I don't think they could even let that in their brain. From being around teenage boys all the time, that probably, even if they were hearing rumblings, I don't think they could let that in their head.
No, because they've got to get ready in 36 hours to play what, for some of them, is the biggest basketball game they're ever going to play. Right. At that point in their life. Now, there's one kid on your team that's going to play in some bigger games than this.
Yes.
I'm not going to name him, but I think you know which one I'm talking about, Mr. Cerrone.
We got in that group. I mean, Lucas Finnessy, he's going to be going to Minnesota. You might be seeing him in the NFL too.
Yeah. You know what? I walked in and I thought, okay, who's Cerrone going to put on Gilmore? I went, Finnessy, that's an easy one. And he physically, he's a really good athlete.
Oh, he can guard 1 through 5 and do it as well as anybody. And, like I said, he's probably the most underappreciated player on our team, and he's been there for 4 years. And the thing about him is he doesn't care.
Right, those are the ones that make the special teams. Those guys that I've had guys play in the NFL too. It's like they can play any position, guard anyone.
Right,
they're like that utility player. They're awesome.
You know what? And that fantasy kid doesn't mind hitting people. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to tell you, Coach. You know, Lucas, I had to call him the night after our all conference meeting, and believe it or not, there were 4 coaches in our conference that gave him 0 votes.
Oh, what?
And to say he's not one of the top 14 in our conference is, and guess what his reaction was? Coach, I don't care.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I was like trying to call, but I'm just saying that's him, and that's why I love him dearly, and all those guys. And like I said, JT is going to play in college, and Carson's going to play in college, and those 3 seniors are going to be, I told them, I said they have bigger fish to fry, but it was the hardest part that I told them, I told them yesterday. We knew it was going to end next week. If we had we won on Saturday, it would end next week. But it was going to end. And I said, unfortunately, it ended sooner. But I think as a coach, we got to use our platform, and we have a we're developing young men, to be leaders and that kind of thing. And we have to we had to talk it through. But we're not putting any blame on the WIA. That was a heck of a tough decision to make.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I told them, and I just want to share this. Is I told them, I said, if I, when I put my head on my pillow at night and say my prayers, I said I pray for my family's health and happiness. And I said I never pray. Oh, I wouldn't. I'm praying for a state championship. And I said, if I would have ever put you, those players, or their families, their grandparents, or whatever, in a situation where their health was at risk, and I said I would never be able to live with myself. So I think the decision was had to be that decision. Do we like it? Absolutely not. But do we respect it? Absolutely, we do.
Hey Andy, we've only got a couple of minutes. We've got Dan Carey here, who is.
Oh, Coach, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey. Hamilton Charger pride right here.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
Coach, you are going to do a heck of a job because I know the passion and what you put into kids and the program and the school and community. We missed the heck out of you at Hamilton. I miss working with you, and like I said, I'll be a phone call away if you need anything.
Absolutely.
Hey Dan, what lessons and I've learned some lessons over the years from Andy Cerrone.
Oh man,
the lessons that first pop in your head on what you've learned from him on how to be a man, right? How to be the head coach, how to run a program, and we could look. I'll give you some of the lessons I learned from him years ago that have stuck with me a long time. But for you, as you go into this journey of being the head coach at Pius, what'd you learn from Coach Cerrone?
Well, first off, it's about so much more than the basketball. And it always has been for Andy. I think, it's about developing young men and making an impact in the community. And it's so much bigger than the sport that he's coaching. I was 27 years old when I got the head job at Sussex Hamilton on the girls' side.
Yep.
And I needed Andy. I really wanted to learn from him, to connect with him, and those 4 years were amazing. And I'm a huge fan of his and lucky to consider him a friend. And,
I've coached girls basketball as well. The difference, there's a lot of differences. Be more difficult, do you think, on coaching on the boys' side, or do you think it's just a different kind of different game?
Different challenge, yeah. But both very challenging. But just an incredible opportunity. At the end of the day, they all want to be coached as athletes and to have high standards and high expectations, whether it's on the boys or the girls' side.
Yeah, you bet. Andy, I thank you so much. I spent a few minutes with you before the game the other night, and it was really good to see you. And boy, I thought your team played awfully well. You know, Arrowhead made a nice comeback. They hit some shots in the second half. They didn't hit in the first half. But boy, I was impressed with you guys. Always had an answer down the stretch. They'd cut it to 5, you get it to 9, they get it to 7, you get it to 11. I was impressed with the mental toughness of your team, Andy.
Yeah, you know, it's a preseason team. I mean, you know, the first time we went to Madison 3 years ago, I mean, these are freshmen and sophomores, and now, you know, being seniors, and it was you know, they had some resilience in them, and we were playing pretty well at this point of the year, and that's why, you know, it's disappointing. We would have liked to, you know, have an opportunity to play in a sectional finals and see where we were at. But you know, love my guys.
Hey, well, last question. You know, we break big stories here on the Varsity Blitz. You want to break a story about where Baldwin's going to college?
Hey, that young man, you know, like I said, it's going to be, you know, it's a tough decision for him, but you know, they'll do it as a family. They'll you know, it'll be something that whatever decision he makes is going to be the right one, and not, you know, we don't really talk too much about it. His focus was on this season, and you know, trying to get us back to Madison and that kind of thing. So not much talk on that.
Hey. Andy, what you told me before the game, when I asked you about him, you said, look, his basketball IQ, his basketball as a player is through the roof, and he's a better young man than he is a basketball player, and he's a really great basketball player.
You know, you hear that a lot, you know, that cliche or whatever, but I'll tell you right now, from, you know, their family is so close, and they are just unbelievable people, and mom and dad, you know, they he does not have any, you know, feeling that he has, you know, that because of his status as a basketball player that he has special treatment or anything like that. Nothing like that. It never comes out. Him coming to our community has just changed our community from the standpoint of, you know, the excitement and just the kids that want to emulate him as a player, as a person. And man, I tell you, couldn't pick a better person. And, you know, we got other guys on our team, too. I mean, Lucas said that's what he's going to miss most, walking around like he's a rock star. And, you know, Carson said kids coming up. And, you know, so he's certainly elevated our program to a higher level.
No.
All our kids have great character, and I love them all. And that's going to be that's the hardest part right now, is the closure there. So I appreciate you having me on, guys. I really do.
Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I thought that first question I have for you was right on the button. It's the same feeling. It's got to be. I appreciate it.
And Coach Collins, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
It ended, but you guys had the great run there coming back from Florida and running the table there for a while. And so, hey, a lot of memories. And
thank you. Yeah, you coached your son. You know how special that this season was. It was a great season to be with Drew.
And you know what? You'll never forget it, because, like I said, those are the best days. And
No doubt.
Maybe you can get back on your staff, because that was even better having
him. I don't know.
He's going far away.
He's going to meet pretty girls in Vermont is what he's doing.
They'll sow their oats, and they'll come back, and they'll know where they want to be.
Yeah.
And we'll have that conversation during the break with the young man, which the term "sow your oats," we gotta make sure he understands what that means, because there's a couple of things we don't want him to think that means. Andy, thank you so much. We get to a break. Brian Hendricks, the head coach at DSHA, even worse, was up at the Rush Center and watching the videotape. They were on the floor, just nobody in the place, and they introduced their players and just by themselves, and looked like they had a little bit of fun. And I think the way they handled it was pretty interesting. And we'll talk to Brian on the other side of the break. Oh, who's better than Andy Cerrone? Oh, that's a great guy
right there.
He works it. Mm-hmm. He is a gym rat. Yes. Love his whole family. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Boy, this has been an unbelievable week for a lot of people. And not just coaches and players, but communities and schools. And our next guest, head basketball coach at DSHA, is kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time, Brian Hendricks. Hey, Coach, I'm not going to ask you the same first question that I asked Andy Cerrone, but... Man, it's like a gut punch, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the only way to describe it. Gut punch, disappointing, sad, I mean, angry, annoyed, lots of different emotions, but I think gut punch really sums it all up into one.
Hey, I watched the video of you guys introducing the players and them being able to hug a little bit and you guys playing a fake game and doing that kind of stuff. How much did that help your group, do you think?
A little bit, I would say. I mean, there's still this feeling of not having full closure, but just being able to get out on the court, having the starting lineups with all our seniors, and then, you know, we're lucky and blessed enough where I've gotten to know Coach Katie Coleman at Bayport, you know, pretty well over the last year. And we're both kind of on the same page. We're like, look, we got to do something for them. Let them run up and down and have some fun. So, you know, it's not going to bring out the same closure as, you know, we're hoping to be playing tonight. But it gave the girls something. It was, our whole goal was to get back to the rush. After we played Bayport on New Year's Eve, we played them. We went to the Rush Center, and we walked in the front entrance, and I told them, like, look, ladies, next time we're here, it's going to be in 3 months, and we're going to get to go to the back door. You know, we get to go to the team entrance, not the main entrance anymore.
Goosebumps.
And so that morning, actually, after we told them, we kind of said, all right, well, what do you guys want to do? You know, do you want to just do an escape room? Do you want to go to Culver's before we head back? What do you want to do? And Jackie Jarrett, one of our senior captains, she goes, I want to see what that back door looks like.
Oh, man.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. As we were headed right before we left, WIA called and said, hey, you can get the girls on the floor so they can see it. We walk in, and there's the whole Bayport team and Katie, and we're like, oh, this is too perfect right now. Like, we got to go have some fun and do something. So, it worked out, you know. I would say that's God.
That's the difference. That's the difference, Coach, is, like, we were just talking to Andy, and he didn't get that closure with his team when it all happened. You were least with your girls when it happened.
I would have went to my trunk, got a ball, and said, get your first five. We'll get our first. Let's play. Hey, we'll play 5 minutes, you know, first team to seven or whatever.
It was warm enough. I thought people would do that.
I would have figured they would have had to put me in my car because I would have been Coach, come on, you got something? Let's go.
Oh, I think Kate and I spent about 5-10 minutes before we did the imaginary tip-off looking for a ball, and I think the rest knew that we were coming and said, no, put the balls away, you two are nuts.
I would have taken a sock then, Coach. Everybody gets two dribbles. I would have figured out a way to go, okay, we're going to get a winner here. And you know what? Even if we've got to go, you know, papers, rock, scissors or something, but we're going to get a winner here if at all possible. Hey, talk a little bit about your year. You guys had a really good year. Is it a senior-laden team, Coach?
It is and it isn't in this kind of weird fashion. So half our team are seniors and, you know, six just unbelievable young women that, you know, if you give me an hour, I can talk individually about each one and how great they are.
We got a couple of minutes, but you were talking about how good as a group, they've played a lot of basketball together.
Yeah. So our six seniors have actually been playing together since seventh grade. We had 14 girls on a team. We usually played 9 or 10 consistently, you know, in our rotation. So the four juniors actually played up their seventh grade year with these seniors. So they've been together for 5 or 6 years, you know, on a travel teams or club teams or, you know, at the high school level. So I think that's one of the hardest things for our underclassmen, our freshmen, sophomore, juniors. They've known these six seniors for almost their entire basketball playing career. And I think that was, I mean, there are multiple gut punches, I would say, over the last couple of days, but that was one of them, was watching our juniors kind of have this realization that they don't have the chance to play with the seniors anymore.
Right.
But no, I mean, overall this season, it's been a fun ride with these girls. 23 total wins is the second most in DSHA history. We averaged 70 points a game, which is the most in DSHA history. We had a couple single season records broken, assists in a season, three-pointers made in a season in a career. I mean, it's one of those years where it's like, you only get this special group, you know, once, and most coaches don't get it ever. So the fact that I got to spend time with these girls who are great on the floor, but even better off, but it was just...
Hey, Coach, on December 31st, you guys played at Bayport and lost by 13. Since that game, you had one loss to Germantown. Other than that, you ran the table. How different were you playing down the stretch than you were playing December 31st?
Oh, we were so much different. Like, we are so much different team, and that's what we've kind of talked about, is just everybody always says you want to be playing your best come tournament time. Well, this team is playing out of their minds at this point in the year. I mean, the things that they were doing on the floor is, and I've been coaching in high school for a couple of years. I was at Marquette as a GA, so I've been around some really good teams. Yeah, I've never seen a team kind of actually be playing their best at such a high level like these girls have the last couple of weeks.
What is it about Marquette and DSHA, man? The girls date the boys from Marquette, and now the teachers go and coach. Man.
No, so this is actually Marquette University.
Okay. I was thinking, wow, they got a lot of positions on that Marquette High team thing. They got all kinds of coaches, like an Andy Cerrone thing. They had to bring a whole new van for all the coaches on Cerrone's staff, and that was awesome because they're awfully good. Hey, Brian, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I'm sorry you guys are going through this, and I haven't. I can tell you that as Drew Collins talked about in the first segment, he had closure. As a player, they got beat. So he went home, it hurt, but he had some closure. You guys don't have that. And you know what? It's going to be, we'll talk about this. These girls will talk about it forever because there's going to be, in the record books, it's going to be nothing. It'll be blank. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, hey, look, we could have won it then. One day, look, at the five-year reunion, you got to call Bayport and say, let's go. What do you got?
Right.
What do you got? You got nothing. Let's go play. I just think it would be fun if you did in 5 years and I'd cover that, Brian. I would. I swear. It would be really fun.
All right. I'll give Katie a call. We're done. We'll book the place now and
done.
Let's just get it done.
You know what? And I'll get somebody here, and we'll do the game on the radio live or something. We'll have some fun with that. He is Brian Hendricks, head coach at DSHA. Brian, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, and good luck in the off season here.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. You guys it's fun to listen to every week, so I appreciate being on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll have to get you in studio next year.
Absolutely, I'm in.
You got it. We're going to get to a break. Jerry Pettigrew. No poking the bear, boys. You know, I don't think anybody in Division IV. Science Academy is pretty good. But, man.
No one was going to beat them.
No. Not even close.
Nobody was going to beat Cuba City.
I don't know if we could have beaten them.
Okay.
There we go. His name is Drew Collins.
Yes.
And the apple did not fall far from the tree. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Steve Collins and his son, Drew Collins. Drew had a few things. He's going to do just fine in his life. He tells you what he's thinking. Dan Carey, the head coach at Pius, he is the head first year head coach on the boys' side.
Correct, on the boys' side, yep.
Exciting time for you.
Oh, couldn't be more excited. Yeah.
So when you're on that track to catch Jerry Pettigrew with the all time wins, are you going to count the girls' wins as well?
How old are you, Coach?
Yeah. Old Jay.
I don't see that. That's going to take a long time.
You said you're going after Pettigrew's record.
That is not true.
That's what Dan carried. I thought that's what he said.
Don't believe him, Coach.
Sorry. We are now joined by the all time winningest coach in the history of our state of Wisconsin, Jerry Pettigrew. I've never seen anything like what just happened, Coach, and I know you haven't either. We're kidding and having fun here. I feel bad for you, your staff, your players, and your community.
Yeah, Mike, when I met with the kids yesterday, because when we finished up on Thursday night, we thought we were still going to be practicing on Friday and sectional finals on Saturday night, but got word about 11 o'clock, and I texted all the players and just said we'd have a meeting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon over at school, and we did, and it was hard. It was hard because a great group of kids, throughout the state, a great group of kids. But, Mike, I'm disappointed. But I completely understand. The WIA really had no choice.
Jerry, I keep getting asked, and everybody's got their opinion. I went on show yesterday here on 105.7 FM The Fan, and I commended them. I'll take the WIA to task, and I've gotten in trouble for it. But I commended them. I think they tried to do everything they could to get these games to be played. And the pressure just got too hot, and they said, we can't. The other states around us are canceling. We need to cancel. The Bucks cancel. But I give them a lot of credit for trying everything they could. Other people said, no, they should have done this and shut it down here or did that. What's your opinion? Yeah. They did the best they could, right?
Yeah, I would 100, agree with you 100%. That there was no other decision that could be made. And, and as you say, it's hard, especially for 16, 17, 18-year-old kids and knowing it's, it was the best team I've had here at Cuba City, and I won't have one like this again, and that's the sad part. But more importantly, you worry about our nation and our state and everything else. But as I told the kids yesterday, there's going to be setbacks in your life. But you pick yourself off the floor, you get back into the game of life, and you're all going to be a big success, you know. So I see you got one of the legends there. You got one, a young guy in Dan Carey, but Steve Collins, wow. I keep watching on Twitter and other places, and he's on. And
he's active.
He's active. I am active, Coach. I am active.
He does
a great job with fundamentals on basketball and young coaches. I'm telling you, I know I've picked up a few things there, and he just does a tremendous job.
Well, thank you, Coach. I mean, coming from you, that means a lot. That really does. It had to be hard not being with your guys. That's what we were just talking about in the last hour. Had to be really hard not to be there.
Yeah, no, that is so true. That is so true. And old guys like myself, the tears come easy.
Right.
But for young kids and boys especially, there are a lot of tears in that room yesterday. There was a lot of tears.
I'm worried about the WIA's financial aspects. We haven't brought that up because I looked up the finances. They make $1.2 million on boys basketball. It is four times more than any other sport. So I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet.
Look, I think they're going to be just fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
They don't get TV. Do they get the TV? They don't get the TV revenue now. They don't get the ad revenue.
They're going to charge you boys in the schools a little bit more is how that goes. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't think that played.
I don't think that played a role at all in their decision. But
I don't think so either. No. I think that they had to do what they had to do. And look, do they have to now pay the rec center? I don't know. You know, that financial part. The Kohl's Center, I think, pulled back, so I don't think that's going to be on them.
Yeah.
But I feel bad, Coach. Everybody in studio here thinks that this was going to be another state championship for you. We've all seen your teams play, and you're right. That was a really good basketball team. I don't know a ton about Marcus Ann. I've seen Milwaukee Science Academy play. I've seen you guys play. I think they're right. I think Cuba City was cutting down the nets this year, and I know that doesn't help.
I don't know if you had a weakness, Coach. You know,
Steve, you've had so many good teams, and Mike has been part of so many good teams, and it all starts with your guard play. You know what I mean?
It does.
Your guards, and I had two really, really good guards, and then, you know, a 6'6 post guy and a 6'4 post guy. I had four shooters on the floor at any one time, and
that makes shooters make coaches look good.
Oh, man.
There's a lot you can do with that.
Yeah. High school basketball. Then you got to have you got to have one or two kids that are willing to defend, rebound, get on the floor, and then pass the ball to the shooters.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things with Steve and I, and Steve knows this, and he and I disagreed on the shot clock. I was in favor of it, and he was, somewhat hesitant.
Really, Collins?
We can have a talk about the shot clock. I'd love to have
I was in Pettigue's camp on that one.
So it's about 50-50 in the country. It's crazy. Whenever I want action on my Twitter account, I just put that up. And then there's always discussion.
You put a lot of things that you get some action on.
I just wanted Steve to know that when we had a 10-point lead, I had two great guards, and I spread the floor.
Yep.
And I took advantage of, milking the clock.
Right, I know. And the thing is, here's my reason about the shot clock, and I've never said this on a radio show, but my reason with the shot clock is I think what it does is it makes the game more unique. It allows the craft and the art of it is, I can't pull it out against Sussex if I don't have guard play and I try to pull it out against them, I'm going to lose. So it allows different styles of play. I think the NBA and collegiate games have become very similar in the style. Some teams some teams try to slow it up. I've had teams, you've seen them, Jerry, that I want to score 125 points. I've also had the team that went in 2017 with Chris Knight, who's at Dartmouth. Yeah. We wanted it 48-42. I think that's the reason I don't really care that much. I'm an old dog. No. I mean, it's going to come. But that's why I think it's a difference.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that without the shot clock, and I think it allows lesser teams to stay in the game.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
Yeah. And I might be wrong. I was wrong about halves. I didn't really make a wave about halves. But what it's forced me to do is play more kids, which I think is why we do this.
Yeah.
We want to impact more kids. Okay. And if you have to do it like a collegiate game now. You can't play six kids very often for 36 minutes. You have to play more kids. I think it's done that, which is, I think, great for the game of high school basketball, both on the girls and boys' side.
Hey, Jerry, with Dan Carey getting to be his first year as a head coach at Pius, Is there one or two things that you would say to him in the off season to say, look, this is, you know, be ready for this, or make sure that you're prepared for this, or with the tenure that you've had, and again, you're the guy, you're the all-time winningest coach in the history of the state of Wisconsin, what would you say to a young first year on the boys' side head coach?
Well, number one, I know Dan Carey. He's for a young coach, he's outstanding, but the one thing, and you and I talked about this two or three weeks ago, Mike, being in the Milwaukee area there, you are exposed to a lot of really, really good coaches, really good coaches. And I would take Paul Wallersheim out for lunch, and I'd pick his brain. There's just so many, Jim Gaz and Tom Diener, and oh, my goodness. You've got all that wealth. As I told you, the best thing that happened to the Cuba City basketball team this year is I brought Tom Desitel in last summer. Mm. And I knew we were going to be a running team. And he went through all of his fast break drills. And and I talked to him. He stayed over at my house that night, and we talked, and he said, you got to do these drills every day, Coach. And we did them religiously every day. And Mike, we put up a lot of points.
Yeah, you did.
We put up a lot of points. You know what I mean? And Steve's right. When you got shooters, man, that sure makes the coach look good.
Hey, Jerry. Jerry, I don't know if you knew this, but Drew Collins said that, you know, he thought Madison Memorial could play with Cuba City this year. Now, Drew's the young boy over here going off to Vermont, and he can say those kind of things and then get out of town, you know, in June or whatever. But just so you know, it was Drew, not Steve, that said that.
Well, this is funny. This is funny. We always played Madison Memorial, okay? And we were 9 out of 10. We won 9 and lost 1 against them. Coach Collins became the coach, and we didn't play, and for good reason, because they would have cleaned our clocks.
I don't know about that.
they were good. They were very, very good when those Vanderblue and all those guys, Wes Matthews. Oh my God, there's. You know, it would have been. I would have been going up and getting their autographs. I mean, my goodness. You know what's nice? So, Mike, high school basketball and this program of yours. I mean, gosh, is there a better sport out there than basketball?
No, there's not.
I think that's what people are struggling with.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. They, you know, look, football. I love football, and I do a lot of football stuff here. And sure. Football is set. You got to get the football state championship done before deer hunting.
Right.
I mean, it's a state law.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like because half those kids up north would go deer hunting instead of playing. And my football buddies are just yelling at me right now. But I don't think there's anything like the high school basketball sectional, sectional finals, and the state. Yeah. I just
the sectional
don't.
Final is the best game. I've coached in like 10 state championships. The sectional final is the best game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. There's no doubt. Guys, we got to get to a break. Coach Pettigrew, thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mike and Steve and Dan. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you, Coach.
You want to say goodbye to young Drew after he took that shot? No, I understand, Coach. Don't worry about it. We'll take him in the parking lot and beat him up for you. That's Jerry Pettigrew. You got it. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Scott Witt, head coach at New Berlin Eisenhower. On the other side, this is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.